You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hurry back, Chris Paul. On that note, welcome in to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your home for daily and post-game commentary on the Houston Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. For the first time in this 2017-2018 season, the Rockets have lost consecutive games, lost Monday night at home to the Philadelphia 76ers. Fairly surprising loss. They're now just 1-2 at home on the year. Fairly deflating also when you look at it from the perspective of they had a day off Saturday night in Memphis. A big part of it was the lack of legs from playing two nights in a row, three games in four nights. This was one, other than Chris Paul, relatively healthy, that you would have liked a better performance, and yet it just didn't happen. The energy was not there for the Rockets, and you can see it in all facets of the game. But yet again, the story for the Rockets, besides the absence of Chris Paul, is just the repeated subpar three-point shooting. The Rockets entered the game fourth worst in the entire NBA at 31.7% from behind the arc. They were worse than that on Monday night, 13 of 45, including the final minute when it seemed like they wanted to do to the Sixers what they did on Wednesday in Philadelphia, when despite letting the Sixers hang around, they closed with that 8-0 burst in the final 65 seconds to get them that win, punctuated by the Eric Gordon three. The Rockets wanted to do that again, but in the final minute, down five, they had repeated great looks. One from Trevor Ariza, two from Ryan Anderson, all of them missed. One of the Anderson misses was an air ball. And like I said, it just went with the theme of the night, which is the Rockets did not have nearly enough from three. And then you combine that with the absence of playmaking, no Chris Paul. And James Harden, I mean, it wasn't a bad game for James, but in the absence of Chris Paul, there's enough predictability to the offense that when you combine that with the length that the Sixers have defensively, Jared Bayless, Ben Simmons on the perimeter, and then the always pesky TJ McConnell, and it was enough that James was not his usual self. Harden did have 29 points, but 8 of 21 from the field, 7 turnovers to match his 7 assists. He was not able to get fully going from a distribution perspective. Eric Gordon did have 25 points, shot relatively well, 8 of 18, but 2 assists, no rebounds. The Sixers did a good job taking away the Rockets' complimentary players. And really, we're at a point in the year where if the Rockets don't have Chris Paul, and we don't know when he's going to return, I was able to ask Mike D'Antoni before the game, and he basically said there was no update. He was not sure if the re-examination of Chris's bruised knee had happened yet, but it was less about the exam and more about exactly how Chris felt. But until Chris Paul comes back, you really have one consistent playmaker in James Harden, and then you need the shots to fall. And through 8 games, that's not a tiny sample size. The Rockets, 8 games out of 82, they're one of the bottom 5 teams in the league from a 3-point shooting perspective. Do I expect that to continue? No, I don't. But at the same time, it's fair to wonder if, as currently constructed, how much it truly is going to rebound. Do they have enough 3-point shooters to be an average team? Yes, certainly, when you have the likes of Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza, they're not going to shoot. Ryan, 2 of 9 Monday night against the Sixers, Trevor Ariza, 1 of 9, Eric Gordon, 5 of 14, a little low for him, PJ Tucker, 1 of 5. PJ, outside of that start to the year in Golden State, has not quite looked in shape all the way back from that hamstring injury that limited him at the start of training camp. The Rockets are going to have some bounce back. But I don't think with an 8-game sample, it's reasonable to say that, well, it's all sample size and then it's all going to even out and they're going to be an elite shooting team. Now, they could be an elite shooting team with the return of Chris Paul if he gets you a much better quality of looks. But right now, bad luck, missing shots, is only part of the story. The other part of it is that you are just not getting the consistent quality of shots enough to be a good three-point shooting team. And so if you have James Harden, no Chris Paul, a relatively short bench, the Rockets only played 3 players on Monday evening. Bobby Brown did not play at all after playing significant minutes in both Charlotte and Memphis over the weekend. They cut Isaiah Cannon. So really, the Rockets just played 2 guards, Eric Gordon and James Harden. Harden, the only true playmaker there. And then the team as a whole, just another woeful night from behind the arc, 13 of 46. below 29%. And it's one of those, it's disappointing, but not all that surprising, to be honest. The Rockets, 5-3, kind of feels like an appropriate place for them when you factor in the Chris Paul injury and the lack of depth, just the issues that we're seeing right now. And of course, it's not just the shooting. I don't want to make it seem like that, because the Sixers, it's a 115-107 win. The Sixers scored 115 points, and that's not just because the Rockets missed threes. They also out-executed and out-hustled the Rockets. A week ago, I bragged that Clint Capella, he had his 16-20 game against Joel Embiid, who had just 6 rebounds. And it's not that Clint played poorly on Monday night. He had 12-15, 4-6 from the field in his 31 minutes. But he had such little help. The Sixers out-rebounded the Rockets 48-35. They seemed to get to the lane pretty much at will. Ben Simmons had 24 points on 10-15 shooting. Joel Embiid, 9-12. Those two guys, it's not just they made their shots, they made their shots at almost a 70% rate because they were consistently getting an amazing quality of looks right at the rim in the case of Simmons driving and, of course, Embiid posting up. And yes, they're very talented players. You would like to have more rim protection. You would like to have more energies. Now, I know in general it was a lethargic game. The atmosphere was very, very dead in Houston. A lot of fans, you understand that the Astros playing a five-hour-and-a-half marathon the night before. There's a lot going on in Houston these days. The energy was never there in Toyota Center from the jump, and I'm sure a lot of players stayed up late watching, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you're paid to play basketball, not watch baseball, so you need more energy than was there on Monday night. Regardless of circumstance, it was not there. And again, the Rockets, you know, you would like to say that, well, they're better than a very young Philadelphia team, but really, if there's no Chris Paul and you make threes at a clip below 28%, I was wrong. It was 13-47. I believe I said 13-45. No, it was 13-47 in the final, so below 28% from the field in the final box that I just got. Folks, the Rockets just don't have enough diversity of options right now to be better than that. Now, certainly, you would like the rebounding effort to be better. If you're not making threes and you don't have Chris Paul, you would like the hustle plays to be there, and they weren't tonight. As I said, Clint Capella did his part in the absence of Chris Paul to step up, try and be, I don't know if a defensive presence is right, because certainly there were too many shots that the Sixers got at the rim, but certainly from a rebounding perspective, he was there, 15 of the Rockets, 35. But Ryan Anderson, 3 rebounds in 35 minutes. Trevor Ariza, 3 rebounds in 37 minutes. Eric Gordon, 0 rebounds in 37 minutes. That's not enough. It's just not. When you don't have Chris Paul and you're not making threes, and especially if you're playing at home and rested, and for all the baseball excuses that you see from Embiid's Twitter, the Sixers were there last night too. You need to make the hustle plays. And if you don't make the hustle plays defensively, and maybe with Ariza, we know he's been playing through a sprained foot. So perhaps that's a factor that we should consider. But the bottom line is that the Rockets aren't making their threes, and we know there's a lot of variance with that, especially if you don't have the likes of James Harden and Chris Paul, an incredibly diverse offense setting you up, then, yeah, you're not making your threes, and the other team has quality defenders, and they're out-rebounding you. Well, folks, the Rockets, with just James Harden, do not have enough firepower to win any game, let alone against a Philadelphia team with guys like Embiid and Ben Simmons, is one that you can chalk up as a win. Truth be told, the Rockets going into this at 5-2, really, you could say that they were a little bit fortunate and that their point differential was not quite as sexy as their overall record, because the Rockets had shown kind of that veteran poise, stealing a couple of games late in Golden State, in Philadelphia, with the likes of James Harden, Eric Gordon leading the way in games the Rockets actually trailed for the vast majority of those games. Well, now, ultimately, that's starting to catch up with the Rockets. And as far as where they go from here, the first thing is obviously get Chris Paul back. He's a top 10 player in the NBA. It's the second consecutive game for the Rockets. They started 5-1, now 5-3. The second consecutive game of the Rockets where things went wrong. Folks, it's the bench. Bamute -8, PJ Tucker -7, Nene -9, both in Memphis and home Monday against Philadelphia. The bench got crushed, and that's a direct correlation to the Chris Paul injury, because with the Chris Paul injury, you're always going to have one of those point guards out there all 48 minutes. You're also going to have Eric Gordon's scoring punch off the bench, his fresh legs going against the second team defense. So the absence of Chris Paul is certainly a factor, but also I would say P.J. Tucker and Nene, they're not all the way there. Nene has been dealing with a sore Achilles. P.J. Tucker, he was a hell of a gamer in Golden State on opening night, but since then, he's not been especially good. Another 1-of-5 night from behind the arc, 1-of-6 overall for P.J. He's not there, and again, he dealt with a bad hamstring pull to open training camp. I don't know if he's all the way in shape yet. But because of that, he's not making his threes. I would also say the defense, while not bad, is not all the way what you would expect from PJ, especially if you're going to be asking him to play 31 minutes a night, which he did Monday against the Sixers. Again, in the absence of Chris Paul and the shortened rotation the Rockets have been dealing with. So it's a situation where the Rockets, right now, it's hard to say until Chris Paul returns that they're going to be that much better than this. Now, there is room for improvement. Certainly, you should have some games where Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson don't shoot a combined 3 of 18 from behind the arc. I would like to think that Ariza's foot is going to continue to get better. There were probably some, Mike D'Antoni said before the game that with Trevor, there were some conditioning issues. You're trying to get him back into shape, although he did play 37 minutes overall. Again, 1 of 9 from behind the arc, 3 of 12 overall. But yeah, this is a team that does not have that much in terms of diversity of attack right now. You have two starting forwards, Ryan Anderson and Trevor Ariza, who you generally, aside from shooting woes, you know who they are. They're not going to be much from a creation perspective. Clint Capella, another quality night from him, 12 and 15, 4 of 6, shooting the ball, but he needs some help on the defensive glass, and 6 rebounds combined from Ryan Anderson and Trevor Ariza, that's not going to cut it, especially coming off an off day in which you would have liked to have seen them a lot fresher than they were. And then the final issue that I would point out is the issue of pace. It's been talked about. Matt Moore of CBS Sports tweeted out earlier Monday that the Rockets actually ranked 23rd in the league in terms of their pace. And this is the team, Mike D'Antoni's offense, that wants to always be near the top of the league. So startlingly low. Part of it, of course, the absence of Chris Paul. You're losing your point guard. That's always going to make any team a little bit slower. But the Rockets, even without Chris Paul, this is a team that's remarkably similar to what they were last year, at least from a starting lineup perspective. And yet they are not running enough. That's a way to get easy baskets, which they aren't getting. There are some new parts, especially off the bench. P.J. Tucker, Luke Bamute, they are a little bit older this year. But they're going to have to figure out a way to get running more, because if they're not making threes, if they're deficient on the glass, if they're not that creative in the absence of Chris Paul in terms of how they attack, then the easiest way to kind of mitigate some of those issues until you get healthy, until you can start building the team that you were supposed to have, is to get out in transition. And again, let's give the Sixers some credit. They're a very athletic team that takes away a lot of transition opportunities. And then Memphis on Saturday, that's one of the best teams in the league. And the Rockets have played Memphis twice in the first 8 games. And Memphis is one of the best in the league at slowing pace. So it's probably artificially bad. We heard from Mike D'Antoni before the game that the Rockets' internal numbers actually had them at 8th or 9th in the league, not 23rd in terms of pace. So it may not look exactly as bad as it does in the official pace numbers. But yeah, the Rockets need to get out and get easier baskets. And, you know, of course you want to tell these guys to run. But the other thing, and it's a continuing thing with Mike D'Antoni, but you're going to have to say it, part of it is just the energy. And if the guys you have out there, the Rockets only played 8 guys Monday night, and one of them, Nene, only played 10 minutes, so you basically just played 7.5 guys. If those guys don't have it, you may need to play other options. Tarik Black, Bobby Brown, who was in the rotation this weekend, and he didn't play well in Memphis. He did in Charlotte. That's at least a 50% shot that he gave you a quality game. You have Troy Williams' athleticism. We mentioned Tarik Black, Joe Chi even. There's Demetrius Jackson, at least defensively, gives you some energy and a lot of athleticism. I'm certainly not saying you play all of these guys, but these are players that at least have quality athleticism, some creativity and spark to them. And I understand that when you get in a game and you trail like the Rockets did a lot on Monday, they were down 37 to 27 after the first quarter, so they're kind of playing catch up the entire way, but if you want to be completely honest here, if the Rockets are not making threes, and there's no Chris Paul, and they're getting out-rebounded, does this team really have that much talent to where you don't try alternative options? I don't see that right now. Now, certainly, when Chris Paul gets back, you're going to have a team with two top 10 players, and you should suddenly see these rotation pieces, these guys like Ryan Trevor, fitting a lot better, and P.J. Tucker should continue to get in better shape, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to see magically a lot of this fit a lot better when you have the composition of the roster that you're supposed to have with two top 10 players, not just one. But for now, none of these players are talented enough in a vacuum to where these guys have to play. For example, P.J. Tucker playing 31 minutes despite shooting 1 of 6 from behind the arc. 1 of 6 overall, 1 of 5 from behind the arc. Fouled out, 6 fouls, -7 in his 31 minutes. This was not a good game. And yet he played over 30 minutes. It's not as if that's an incredibly high bar for one of these guys on the bench to clear. And it's not just PJ. I'm using him as one example because his 31 minutes kind of stick out like a sore thumb when you look at this box score. But there are a lot of role players. You can certainly point at Ryan Anderson. If Ryan shoots 2 of 9 from 3 and he only gets 3 rebounds, is he really worth playing 35 minutes? Trevor Ariza, if he's 3 of 12 from the field and only has 3 rebounds, should you really be giving him 37 minutes, especially coming off a foot injury? I know there's a tendency when you have a veteran team with a lot of expectations that if things aren't going your way and you find yourself down 10 early to try and claw your way out with your vets. But it's an 82-game grind. It's not a sprint. And especially if you're lacking Chris Paul, you may need to take a step back and say, hey, what we have right now, the talent is not overwhelming. Even if we run these guys out there for 35-plus minutes a night, it may not work out. So this is a situation I understand Mike D'Antoni, the balance of his NBA coaching career, is kind of predisposed to that 8, maybe 9 at the most man rotation. That's what he does. But the Rockets, until Chris Paul comes back, you're going to need to win in unconventional ways. Because without Chris Paul, again, I don't think the Rockets are a bottom 5 3-point shooting team, which they are right now. But I don't think they're actually going to become a top 5 team either. If you're not having Chris Paul to help facilitate those looks along with James Harden, then I don't know that you're magically going to be that great 3-point shooting team. Even if you take a lot, it doesn't matter if the accuracy isn't there and you shoot 13 of 47, which the Rockets did on Monday night. So I think if you're not able to consistently hit from 3, you're not able to really rebound all that well outside of Clint Capella, who had 15 in his 31 minutes. There's not, I won't say they're necessarily a bad defensive team, but there's not that many true stoppers, especially with Trevor Ariza hobbling around on a bum foot and trying to get his conditioning back. Then, folks, the Rockets may need to try and win in some unconventional ways, and I'm not sure that 8-man rotation is it. Now, again, I'm not really deeply concerned about any of this because I think a lot of these issues are magically going to resolve themselves once you get Chris Paul back out there. But for the time being, and the Rockets are about to embark on, you know, a 5-game stretch that's not easy. The next 5. Now, the Knicks and Hawks are not good teams, but they're on the road. That's the next 2 games, Wednesday and Friday. And then next week, home for Utah, home for Cleveland, home for Memphis. Those are all quality teams. And, Cleveland, of course, hasn't played like it this year, but when you have LeBron James, I'm still going to call them quality, of course. And Utah and Memphis, those are 2 teams. Memphis 2-0 against the Rockets that excel against slowing the pace and stalling out what the Rockets really want to do. So if Chris Paul is not on the verge of coming back, and again, he could be. It's not the Rockets said he's not, but we have no indication at this point. If Chris Paul is not coming back, then the Rockets are not going to be able to do what they sought out to do when this season started. 5-3 is a fair representation. Now, 5-3 is not bad. They started 4-4 last year, and they ended up being, 31-9 after the first 40 games, just like half the year. So 5-3 is not some huge indictment, and it's not like the Spurs and Warriors are playing that well either. So you shouldn't feel terrible about them. But at the same time, no, they're not humming on all cylinders. They're not really firing. 5-3 feels about right for them. And until they get Chris Paul back, if you want to be any better than a team that's kind of just 5-3, pretty good but not great, you may need to try some unconventional things. Because the conventional lineups, the things that you know you're trying when you play the minutes distribution you had on Monday night against the Sixers, 8 guys, the only ones playing, and one of them, Nene, playing just 10 minutes, so let's call it 7.5. I just don't think without Chris Paul, the Rockets have the talent for that to really be a winning formula. You need to hope that maybe one of these guys gives you some easier buckets, gives you a spark, and ultimately that's what the Rockets needed, and it just never came on Monday night against the Sixers. And now, you know, they probably lost the game that they should have won. In hindsight, you know, you can look at it, maybe say they lost the game last Wednesday in Philly and won this one. But at the end of the day, they split the two with the Sixers. They're 5-3. That's probably where they should be. And, you know, hopefully Chris Paul is going to return sooner rather than later. But besides that, schedule eases up a little this week, even on the road. The Knicks and Hawks, certainly not world beaters. But beyond that, there are some steps the Rockets should probably look at trying to take themselves in terms of more athleticism, easier buckets, and if nothing else, just fresher legs might help from the standpoint of getting easier buckets. So that's where I'm at with the Rockets. It's, you know, it's a frustrating loss, but I really can't get that angry because I don't think that necessarily that there's anyone who just did an unconscionably poor job or bad. I just think there are certain roster limitations until Chris Paul comes back, and aside from the three-point shooting, now that's going to rebound, but three-point shooting is just kind of a random thing to begin with, so it's hard for me to really get up in arms. 5-3, it's a little disappointing, but honestly, it's kind of what they are at this point, especially without Chris Paul, and so you hope that he's going to return sooner rather than later. I'll keep you posted on that, and then beyond that, well, maybe you get a spark from some source that you didn't on Monday night. Really, that's all I know to say, and I'll wrap it there because, folks, I'm about to crash. I apologize, like all of Houston. I was up forever last night watching the Astros, and then I've got another Astros watch party to cover tomorrow night, so I'm going to try and get some sleep, and I hope you guys do as well. But for now, as always, appreciate you guys for listening. If you're not already following me on Twitter, please do at Ben Dubose. The show is at Locked On Rockets, and also email us, lockedonrockets@gmail.com. Questions, suggestions, advertising inquiries, anything we can do to make this a better program for you, the diehard Rockets fan. Once again, unhappy final from Toyota Center Monday evening. Sixers 115, Rockets 107. Rockets fall to 5-3 on the year after 8 games. Back in action Wednesday night in New York. That's November 1st. That'll be game 9. We'll see if Chris Paul is available. But I guess more importantly than that, hopefully the Astros are done by then. If they knock off the Dodgers tomorrow night, that will end that series and allow Houston to fully concentrate on the Rockets, myself included. I would love to see that. But regardless, either way, we'll be here for you Wednesday night talking Rockets-Knicks when they get back in action. Until then, have a good night, Houston. Get some rest. Go Astros. And again, Rockets-Knicks Wednesday night. Look forward to talking with you guys again then.